Hey, I'm Scott.
And I'm Jim.
And we're doing something weird again this year.
So, what are we doing?
Okay, so what we're doing is another anime movie commentary. So this is going to make very little sense unless you're also watching the movie along with us, which is a film called Expelled from Paradise. It is available on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, find a successful YouTube channel from 5 years ago and use whatever URL they give you to sign up for a trial of Netflix. They'll get some money out of it, maybe, still.
It all works out for everybody. And I mean, push comes to shove, VPNs are still available. There's ways around it. And do you not have a friend with Netflix? If you don't, I'm going to take that to mean you don't have any friends, which means we're your only friends. And we're glad that you're tuning in then.
Yes, we are very glad. So yep. we're gonna watch this movie on Netflix. We're gonna make fun of it. You're gonna hear a bit of the audio from the movie in the background, just so you can keep things relatively synced up. But right now, we already have the link queued.
I'll be honest. I am going into this with higher hopes than the Age movie. Not that that's particularly hard, but that's where we are. And I'm okay with it.
So we are going to hit play on our Netflix in 3, 2, 1.
I nearly broke into the jazz voice. I'm not going to lie. It's just, it's so normal. Oh, thank God. Okay, seriously, there's no way her tits are staying inside that. They'd fall out. Join her where? There's only enough space for one.
I mean, it's a beach. I mean, there's really not much stopping you from parking your towel right there. I mean, she's pretty camped out.
What is he wearing around his neck?
I don't... Okay, so the swimsuit works because apparently this is virtual reality. We know nothing about this movie.
No. But at that point, that means that it's just grafted right into her. Like, that's not a separate thing, that's skin.
I feel like this guy wandered in from a YouTube comment section.
Pretty much guaranteed. What the jigger shit is this?
That angle was necessary.
Totally. Frontier Satan? Man, I love 2001.
I like New Worlds of Possibility, where you don't use VR to go to the beach. The VR suite is for imitating a French billiard parlor. Thank you very much.
Yep. Wait, what the hell?
I don't think piña coladas work that way.
If they do, I need to go drinking more. Okay, the ass on that outfit is just for pretend.
Oh man, he's still ranting.
Yeah. Wait, so he's doing plot exposition and we can't hear it?
Oh.
I'm okay with this.
Cyberpunk anime, here's to obtuseness.
Woo! No, at this point I'm... Whoa, that's a satellite.
That... What?
Deep space...
Huh? You have emergency bandwidth?
That's probably a real thing? Wait, does she get... Damn it, I was hoping she'd get, like, powered armor or something. What? Magical girl transformation sequence? Okay, seriously, this is just tracing into 2020.
Huh?
I want to make fun of this. I'm not going to lie, but this is really feeling 2020 Netrunner to me right now. Because it's like, oh, you want to see this? This is how tracer programs work.
He's still expositing.
Yeah, and we can't hear shit.
I hope you like techno.
And he's gone.
Well, at least you didn't hit black ice trying to hack your toaster and die.
Fuck. Fuck you, Shadowrun. Fuck you. The other name for the show.
And
then they just go back to the beach.
It's like, oh, I guess that was nothing. I'm gonna play in the surf.
Server maintenance. How do his glasses work? And again, there's no way her breasts are staying inside that.
You know, I'm gonna say that the whole naked cyberspace sequence was less lewd than that swimsuit.
Yeah. That said, I like this. Like, that's a cool-looking outfit.
I think it wandered in from the Tron animated series.
Chicken shit.
So does she dye the underside of her hair pink?
I think so?
Okay, are they just not supposed to see this part? Is that why no one's like, oh man, there's a giant crazy cathedral on our beach hologram?
Yeah. Alright. She failed, though.
Yeah, I get that you're the boss, but you're projecting a bit much of a god complex. You're gonna have to take this up with HR later. There's been a few complaints.
Yeah,
you're literally lording over them.
When you look like Zeus, it goes into sexual harassment territory, whether you intended to or not. I'm sorry, it's the nature of things.
Unforeseen circumstances. Is Gordon gonna show up and fix this for me?
Yeah.
He's really only good at pushing boxes and plugging things in.
Those are skills that aren't commonplace anymore. Oh well, Earth is a shithole. Wait, was she a zygote? What the hell was that?
I don't...
What is that?
Yes, she's a zygote. They're cloning her.
That's way too long. Fast forward? It's fine, I'll be 16... No 16-year-old. Okay, the breasts reduced slightly.
Okay, I don't... This is weird. Japan.
What?
Well,
If you're used to an adult body, wouldn't the 16-year-old body seem lighter?
But she's an AI construct. Oh, she's got a robot body.
Okay.
Dingo ate the baby?
Presumably, that's why we had to speed it up. S rank. Always S rank.
You know, S isn't a real rank, Japan.
Yeah, no.
Like, you don't apply for university with an S rank. Why do video games think that's a real thing?
Yeah, it's not bronze, silver, gold, S rank.
So they were in space, on a beach, and now they're going to the desert.
Gundam fight, oh! Ready? Go! Seriously, she just destroyed some sort of national landmark. What the heck?
Oh, God.
Oh, God!
Look, I get that your subtext has become text.
Yeah, no, I dig the whole birthing vibe, but that's... Seriously, her drop pod just shat her out. And she's covered in the slime that dissolves women's clothing. It's called silicate. Welcome to Earth.
Well, I mean, you could try not breathing. See how that works out.
Yeah. What the fuck kind of boots are those?
I'm pretty sure you need more than just toes. I mean, not necessarily an expert on walking, but you need toes for things. More than toes for things.
What little I know about ballet involves how that basically destroys their feet. hey, the resolution is great. There's just a really shitty job system and a crappy crafting mechanic.
And I mean, the resolution's great, but the art assets could use some work.
Yeah. At least on a local level. I hear there's some places where they're great, but, you know, that whole money system makes it a bitch to get to.
You know, don't you just hate pay-to-win games?
Yeah. I also want to know why she didn't get a brief primer on reality. Don't eat dirt.
Maybe it's the dingo guy's job.
What the heck?
I think that's the dingo guy's car.
It's
not much of a car.
Yeah, that looks like it's missing wheels.
You only need three.
And how is his bowler hat staying on?
Are those dinosaurs?
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear.
I've seen Getter Robo. I know what those are. Sandworm? Fuck off.
No, I know what sandworms are, and it's not big enough. God's seen worms that big.
Yeah. He's running away so he doesn't die. That's handy?
It feels unnecessarily...
Oh, those are even much bigger. You've been living in a video game. How did you think this was gonna go?
Like, your life is nothing but trash mobs.
Yeah.
How many warthogs do you have to kill to go to the beach?
I need 47, you know, bird skulls. For some reason, birds don't have skulls when you kill them. I at least accepted it when I was playing a paladin and I was, likely bludgeoning them in the head. Is it a vehicle? Wait, how can you drive with the ball in the front?
Okay, is this a motorbike? I don't...
It's kind of like the wheel thing from G.I. Joe. Complete. Oh man, she gets a robot. Does it have a head? It has a gimpy little head. You know, I'm enjoying this.
I think that's a Bakugan.
Yeah.
That's just a Bakugan. I'm sorry.
Now, is she going to fold into the ball and crush them?
I hope so.
That'd be awesome.
That's how Bakugan works, right?
Yep.
It's still dusty out. I think you need that up.
Yes, he is some sort of idiot. That much is evident. Those were a lot closer a second ago.
I appreciate that sentiment, but this is the space future. Don't you have lasers or shit?
Yeah, like infinite ammo? That's gotta be a cheat.
You don't have that cheat on?
No, she's trying to level, so she wants full XP, right?
Yeah.
Props for the brutality.
In the future, dust will move in ways that are artistically enhancing the movements of Bakugan.
Yep.
In no other way.
And these aren't sandworms, seriously. These are centipedes.
There's nothing wormy about them.
I'm not convinced these things are a threat, though. Like, they haven't done anything to even indicate they can scratch it. Yeah, because we needed the ash shot.
Apparently that guy can... He could have been shooting them the whole time.
There's one...
Seriously.
You were killing the crap out of these things a second ago.
The little computer voice couldn't have told you to shoot them in the head?
Maybe the game she's used to playing doesn't have targeting? Like, maybe it's just general hit points? Oh,
or
come on!
Or she's just running aimbot.
Seriously? You can't waste a single round. You're using an aimbot. This is cheating. Oh, and you gotta love how ammo mattered a second ago. Then the aimbot's on, which means it's probably an ult, so it doesn't use ammo. So that's why it's acceptable. She's just Soldier 76. That's all this is. How are you impressed? Aimbot!
Yeah, literally. She showed up with a giant robot and turned the aimbot on.
Yeah!
You are impressive. You knocked, like, four of those things in quick succession.
Yeah, with a fairly dandy-looking rifle. And kind of an Abe Lincoln Lex Foyer beard. I can respect that. Her hair seriously moves independent of reality. Aim bot.
オブザーバーが早速足引っ張るような真似してどういうつもり？
まあそう言いなさんな。これから仕事を手伝
う。Which you did.
Yeah, you're a helper.
Yeah.
大体何よあれ。逃げるんだったら余計な荷物は捨てなさいよ。バカじゃない。
Those are necessary baggage.
逃げてたんじゃない。あの缶を引っ張ってたんだ。
は？
Yeah. How does facial hair grow like that anyway? Like, that's growing on his cheekbone.
こうやって金物を鳴らして走ると、怒ってどんどん集まってくるのさ。ちょろいもんだ。
So you were luring him? And why the bowler hat?
Clearly, it's the only hat that it could survive the apocalypse.
That's, I will accept that, yeah.Do people eat these? I feel like they would be high in protein.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're eating them. Okay, so two hats have survived the apocalypse.
Some of that is just American dollars. I know he's supposed to be sleaze.But right now, he just seems
Everything
on the level.
Everything about it makes sense.
Yeah.
There's nothing about this guy that doesn't make sense.
She's from Crazy Separated Future, and he's like, Welcome to Earth, where we gotta eat. I also feel like she should be getting a wicked sunburn right now.
Oh, God.This is the first time her skin has seen sun.
Yeah. Actually, quite literally, they just had to grow this body. Why you gotta be that guy?
He's not said anything unreasonable yet.
How did he sabotage you?
You had an aim by!
Yeah!
You were safe the whole time!
あんたが通りすがりのサンドワームを皆殺しにしちまいそうな予感が You made his job easier.
あんたは私の大切な時間をもう7分20秒も無駄にしてくれ
You live in a post-scarcity satellite. 7 minutes is meaningless.
Yeah.
You watch YouTube videos longer than that for no reason.
You sit on a fake beach.
他のエージェントもまだ降りてきてないぜ。
そうよ。これは他の連中を出し抜く絶好の
Oh, so it's it's intercorporation politics. Cute.
だからそんなにロリーなのか。Now, I don't think you're allowed to say someone's a low Lolita with that figure. I don't think that's how that kink works.
No. No.
Well,
like, I was still...
Okay, I would care about your quest for Frontier Center if I knew why he was doing the bad thing in cyberspace before, but you were talking over him.
Yeah. Yeah, you went right over that exposition. So he's just a hacker. Anonymous is being a dickbag, and it's got your panties in a twist. Yep.I feel like you could use the carapace for armor as well.
They use every part of the sandworm here on Earth.
Yeah, no, exactly. Is it? You haven't paid him yet. You haven't secured his services.
Yeah, I mean, he even says you're in violation of the terms of the contract by not leaving a down payment.
Yeah.
He has all rights to leave you in the desert to starve.
Right now, he is the good guy. Target increase. So it's an aimbot.
Literally.
It's a neat looking robot.
He has a guitar.
Yeah.
That puts him outside the Stone Age.
He also has a rifle. Are you gonna be a dick and shoot it?
Please do.
You're gonna be a dick and shoot it?
I hate always online DRM too.
Yep. Fucking with your connection.
No Wi-Fi's in the frontier.
Yeah,
Yep. That's legit.
No, it does.
Yeah, totally.
Also, you're sponsored by Xbox Lady.
Yeah. This guy's actually a lot smarter than you're giving him credit for.
I do have to point out, this is surprisingly good CG animation.
Yeah!
Having watched a lot of Knights of Cydonia in the past week, this is much better.
This is really nicely blended. I've been impressed the entire time. Congrats. He's a survivor. You're not. Well, he was running from sandworms before you came down, with the intent of killing them to sell them for meat. You just made that easier. I hope so. Oh, well, shit bot then.
Well, may as well flip that. I need aluminum.
Yeah. Kind of a shame, because I like that robot.
Well, if it's not Class S, it's Class Shit, right?
that's how that works. Why is it American money?
This is America. This is the only reasonable conclusion I can reach.
Yeah, but...
Like, welcome to Monument Valley.
Wasn't that Andrew Jackson on there? Like... Why is the money system exactly the same? Did somebody raid the press and keep it?
Maybe? Yeah, you know, maps.
A paper map. You know, you got this for free when you picked up the collector's edition. Kilometers? This can't be America.
Well, I mean, if you got 1,000 kilometers to fill, why not check a few rocks?
Yeah, why? Like, you're not down anything for it.
Like, literally, you got 10 hours of hard driving ahead of you.
Assume your enemy knows it too. Yeah. He's managed to hack you guys pretty cleanly so far.
We still don't know what he wants.
Yeah.
But he's bad. And has a lame, really lame handle.
Yeah.
I mean, points for not having any gratuitous numbers or X's on both sides, but it's still like... I'd have taken Frontier Satan if it was an option.
That's what I assumed it was. Oh man, is that the triangular wheel design?
I don't think so.
Damn it. It's like, if they inspired this thing out of Landmaster, that's awesome. Yeah. Is your body not human? So it's got a stamina bar.
She's hopped up on stems.
Yeah.
A stick shift is not a primitive machine.
No. Machines, no matter how primitive, can be very complicated. I don't feel adequately enabled to operate a printing press. I'd try it.
Sounds great.
Well, again, I'm fully expecting it to be very high in protein. Oh, yeah, coat that in hot sauce, I guarantee it's delicious. Why would you consume it?
Can you put hot sauce on it?
Yeah. Oh, so you're decadent and bored. Nerve endings are a foreign thing to you. I feel like you unintentionally did, and now you intentionally do.
Jeez, Captain Picard. Have a drink and get laid once in a while. It won't hurt you.
Christ, lady, you're making it seem like I'm not detached, and that's never good.
Sociopaths enjoy food.
Yeah, everybody enjoys food. It's a basic built-in mechanism of the meat machine we live in. Wasteful metabolism stuff?
Like the Hollow Beach? That's refined.
More refined pleasures. Fuck you, Barbarella!
You had a raspberry daiquiri on that beach. You have genetic...
Wow, you are high-minded, aren't you? They might be. You seem to act that way. Yeah. Yeah, if you're... Oh, that's the rest of the mooks. Oh no, it is the triangular Landmaster design! That's awesome! I doubt these people have ever seen Damnation Alley, but still!
So you're telling me they're wearing 17-year-old clone bodies?
Yep.
Congratulations, the fate of the Earth against some super hacker of nebulous power and...
Intent?
Agenda.
Yeah.
Is in the hands of teenagers.
Well, that's how that works, right? Teenagers are always going to save the world. Even though they have very rarely done that. I'm liking this. This is driving music.
It's called J-Rock. Look, you can't just set your thing in the future so a contemporary band can be classic rock.
Yeah, no.
It's not how that works.
This isn't Journey, you're a liar.
This isn't Rush.
It was deemed a subculture with no value? Fuck you! Rock music has a great deal of value and cultural significance.
The spirit of radio crackles with life, bitch.
Yeah!
I'm supposed to like these characters.
I like him.
Everything he says makes sense.
Yeah, no.
You're rocking stems.
I don't even think she is. I think she doesn't understand what sleepy feels like. If you spend all of your time online, like how many times have you marathoned unintentionally and then it's like, shit, it's been 26 hours. I need to go to bed. She's probably used to that, so she doesn't know what it's like when the lactic acid builds up in your blood. Gift, Aqua, Ristorante.
Hey, I shop at Zone all the time.
Well, that's creepy. Are those iguanas?
Yes. Are those food or luck charms?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, so he uses this name in real life? Bar! I love Bar.
They serve beer and also food?
Yep.
And gin?
Serious. Hey, Guile.
Sup, buddy? How's it been?
Clearly the future is dark. He had to get a haircut. Where did our subtitles go?
They're speaking... It's city speak.
Oh, okay. Is he gonna eat that?
Please tell me he eats that.
Those are rich-looking shoes.
Well, I'm glad to know that...
It wasn't
kick-ass
just us.
Kicks survived the apocalypse.
No. You're probably gonna get attacked in a second. Little known fact, the real world is a PvP zone. Calm down there, McFly. God, that's an ugly haircut.
But I kind of want his shirt.
Yeah.
Really? You're gonna do the Bob? This isn't fucking Street Fighter. Come on.
Well, it kind of is. This is the opening bit from Street Fighter 1. Welcome to metabolism. Your timing is going to be off. You won't swing as hard. That's because it's breaking down.
See, that's why you need heels.
Yeah.
Heels, arches, handy things in feet.
Yeah.
So that's the only guy with a weapon?
Presumably? You're about to get clobbered.
Oh. I mistimed the guy everyone likes doing something completely reasonable.
Oh, man. Complete with the six-shooter. And the whistle. Is it high noon? Is it high noon? Guess not. Seriously, I'm liking this guy.
Dude, he has his own backup band.
Yeah. You did not do research before coming on this mission.
Did they not? You spent too much time at the beach. Learn about
no.
physical embodiment once in a while.
Go back to the Landmaster and lie down. Seriously.
What's up, lady?
Like, this guy's here to help you, and you're fighting him constantly.
And she has the flu.
Yeah. Well, odds are pretty good. You know, heat stroke. This is the first time she's been exposed to sunlight. It's really clear the atmosphere is kind of fucked. We haven't seen her drink any water beyond that tasteless crap. Yes, physical bodies are a hassle.
But on the other hand, chili sauce.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
Well, it is. Our autonomic systems do tell us when things are breaking down. That's why you feel tired, or hungry, or angry for no explicable reason. Is your body trying to explain these things? Yeah, this whole diva thing sounds like a really dehumanizing existence. Thing is huge.
It's a 3D printer for pills.
That's kind of cool.
It's super rad.
You want to be sick forever? Seriously, I honestly think it's probably just heat stroke.
Well, it's either connect to the server or feed her a bunch of those iguanas.
Yeah.
Medicinal iguanas.
Yep.
Medicinal iguana.
Funny thing about most medical conditions, including a lot of the things they'll throw pills at, is you really just mask the symptom and let your body do all the work. That's why I don't bother with medicine most of the time. Because it's okay, I'm sick.
Well, okay.
I'll fight through it.
Now it's time for his home remedy. Hot water, ramen, and nap.
Yeah. Never given up or complained, not once.
You were just complaining before the rape gang got you.
Yeah. Nobody is underestimating you, lady.
Oh, I am. A lot. Wait, aimbots.
That's fair. That's fair. I more mean her ego is getting in the way of the fact that she has a physical body. But you still need chicken soup and rest. And I say that as a guy who doesn't sleep or eat. That's not true. I eat constantly. Fucking love food.
Food is rad.
Ooh, I wonder what he's making.
Medicinal iguanas.
Yep. I feel like stew in this setting is actually really tasty.
Oh man, those bugs probably stew up great.
Oh yeah. Oh god, yeah. Well, you saw the ease of which turning them into cubes on a stick was.
That is really white.
Yeah.
That might be oatmeal.
Yeah, but there was bits of stuff in it.
Tasty wheat? Never had tasty wheat.
Could be rice. Like, could be creamed rice.
Mm.
It is Japan, so that's why I'm just kind of assuming it. But I really don't think rice would grow in this environment.
What grows here? Sandworms.
Are those plants? Maybe? Seriously, this guy is just a cowboy. I'm okay with this.
Look, they're not gonna take my will to live.
I'm willing to accept the idea.
She feels so good that the day glow highlights are back.
Yep. I am okay with the idea that acoustic guitars survive the apocalypse.
Well, it's better than the banjo.
Yeah. What? So you can access satellite feeds in that state?
I've seen things you wouldn't believe.
Yep. Well, yes, but that's because you have a physical body, and that physical body is 70% water, so sound vibrates through it and impacts the bone.
They're ghost monsters. They're completely different.
Yeah. Well, that's arrogant.
You know, evolution is not teleological.
Yeah.
No matter what anyone tells you. In fact, if someone tells you evolution is teleological, he's selling you something like living in an MMO.
Yep.
Well, I'm voiced by Koichi Yamadera, which is confidence enough for anyone.
It's true. Look, we evolve to deal with every environment we're in. We are easily one of the most protean creatures on this planet, and we are the best killer it's ever spawned. Lady, you gotta come to terms with the fact that being human is not a shit show. And I still don't know how your eyebrows work, but... Like, sure, you're going to be a digitally advanced being in there, but that's because they separated your mind from the meat bag in the first place. Like, they haven't figured out how to spawn a full human into that environment. They still got to grow you. What's their misgivings? Like, what is the tinder he's looking to spark?
Does he have beef? Is it legit?
Yeah.
Does it have to do with soba? I could go for soba.
I'm not gonna lie, the food in this is making me hungry.
I could go for some grilled bug on soga.
Yep. Yeah.
Pepper, it's important.
Yep. Well, that's it. The how doesn't matter. The how rarely matters. It is the why that matters.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
That sounds rad. Why is he a bad guy?
Yeah. How?
Well, okay, fine. If we're all brains in jars hanging out on the internet beach, that's great. But maybe some of our brain jars want to see Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, especially if
we're brain jars. The trip on the space on the MMO beach sounds like a rad way to get there.
Yeah. Like, you launch a satellite containing a whole bunch of people that want to go, and include in it a bunch of spare robot bodies from that occupy when they get there. That's bullshit! Space exploration is the greatest achievement mankind can pull off. Because it means we leave our silly little marble, and we go out there, and we do things, and we see what's out there.
And we bring acoustic guitars with us.
Damn right. You don't spend your life living solely in your hometown. Why would you want to spend your life living solely on your home planet? That's a fine looking shirt, sir.
Well, tobacco survives.
Yep. Oh, of course it survives.
Can't let that die. That is the clankiest briefcase ever.
Old fertilizer? Just looks like cocaine.
Can you use cocaine as fertilizer? Is that something that has not been discussed?
I think so? Hey! We can make the cargo faster!
Okay. That's one way to get your rocket fuel, I'm not gonna lie. But that can't be the best way.
Oh, cool.
$5 says Frontier Center is also an AI.
Yeah. Probably a completely autonomous AI that was in no way ever human, and that's why it wants to go. Or it could just be an old human from before the apocalypse. Yeah. Are books just not a thing for you people? Or do you just think they're power-ups? Like two-stage?
I guess?
Huh. I'm kind of wondering what kind of apocalypse happened. Like, they call it the nanocust.
Was it gray goo?
Yeah.
Was it the gray goo? Because the gray goo should have eaten all these buildings.
And everything else.
I swear they're... Yeah, I liked Lola Rent too. You don't need to show me you're running up the stairs.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Lola Rent in forever. No, guys, you're not faking the vertigo effect, right?
No, you gotta pull it further and stretch this. You're actually just doing this at a constant speed.
This is a pan.
Yeah, we don't need this.
You need to be tightening at the same...
Yeah, no, fine.
Fine, whatever.
But yeah, if he's been collecting this for 3 generations... Yeah. You need to learn how to walk efficiently.
Like, breathe while you're moving?
Yeah. You don't need to run. Because you're burning yourself out. She is not equipped for this. Did they not have a better agent?
I guess not, but she passed herself early.
That's fair. How is it not the act of a sane person?
You live in the space future where you can be on a beach MMO all day. What do you know about sanity?
Yeah. Well, I feel like sanity is regulated. Oh, that's fine.
Jeez, woman. You think you'd never climb stairs in your life.
Yeah. You mean he'd already be done by now? I also wouldn't climb these this way. Like, I'd be expecting them to be rusty, so I'd probably be bracing them through the elbow.
You know, at least give them a good tug before you pull your whole body weight on it.
Yeah.
Also, space cops can't give you a grappling hook?
Yeah. You really shouldn't have pulled this body out when it wasn't finished maturing!
And I'd hate to sound like some sort of misogynist, evolutionary biologist. he said in quotations, but the male frame is better at this sort of work.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's designed for.
I mean, Bato agrees with me, Major Kusanagi.
Huh?
Low rent, Major Kusanagi. low rent.
Oh no, well, Kusanagi wouldn't have been bitching.
Oh man, it's kind of truck.
No, no! What the hell? Gobots?
Forklifts?
Which means these guys have been working for a while. I like them. They look like Tinker Toys.
I miss Tinker Toys. he wants to be King of Outer Space!
Yeah. I am really having trouble taking Frontier Setter as the bad guy.
Because he hasn't hurt anyone.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything aggressive other than hack the system and say, hey, who wants to come to space with me? Space sure seems cool.
Spaceship.
Oh, wow.
Are those Pascal architecture? I need one of those.
Or maybe they're smart?
Maybe he's just a computer.
Pop, 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 pop. I like that it's got walkie legs.
Which station is that? Penn Station. Okay, on 34th Street.
Huh!
And they said, good to know one day where real estate in New York will be affordable.
No.
That's still $2,000 a month.
Yep.
Dude, that stuff's a little delicate.
It's tires, it's fine. It's probably specifically why it's full of tires. They put a tracker in the case?
One little RFID tag.
Nice. So now I kind of want to map this.
Okay, so we know we're in New York now.
Yeah.
So that's a subway line still. So what, like, how far could you get? Jersey?
Maybe? Well, it's going north. Like, is it going for Mass?
Could be.
Seriously, I am loving the fact that this thing is just ripped off of the Landmaster design, though. Because it's a viable design. I feel like the reveal on that's going to be a fair reveal, because that can't be a simple thing.
Maybe Zeus let him in.
Yeah.
Or maybe Ganesh is behind it all.
Ganesh is bored?
Well, he is the remover of obstacles.
It's true. Honestly, I think they didn't catch the tracker because why would they look for it? They've been doing this for 3 generations and they've never had to deal with it once.
I think his name is Steve. I think he has a very boring day observing the ruins of Boston?
Maybe. We need a marker of some kind. I know what ruined Boston looks like. I've played a lot of Fallout 4.
So is he, apparently. That's why he's still using revolvers.
Yep. They hit like a truck. Which means he's probably there to meet new people. Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't put a scout out in the open. You put a greeter out in the open.
He's painted red and yellow.
Yeah, he's an attention getter. Thermal scan?
Steve gets it. Steve knows what's what.
Don't do something stupid.
She's doing something stupid.
Hiya. I like this robot.
Steve, you're an alright guy.
Of course I trust him.
Why wouldn't you trust Steve, the robot?
フロンティアセッターってやつに会いに来た。ここにいるのか。
その故障は私に該当します。
せっかくならロボットじゃなくて本人と話したいんだが。
I don't think there is a man.
誠に遺憾ながら私には実体がありません。この温泉。
You owe me a coke.
本
人と認識していただくしかないかと。
あんた電脳パーソナリティか。
違います。私は私としか。
Yeah, there's no cyber personality.He's just Steve the robot.
Potato. Noun. Potato.
Yeah. So yeah, he's a fully autonomous AI.
Alright, Wintermute. Let's get you on the internet so you can become a voodoo god, I guess?
Yeah.
The Sprawl trilogy ended weird.
That's awesome.
人工知能が自我を。Yeah. においてジェネシスアーク計画を統括し推進する。The space is rad.
Yes.
Again, not a bad guy.
Yeah, the peaceful negotiations. And I can understand why he's having a challenging concept with this, because it's a bit much to take in at once. I like this robot.
Dingo, だ。よろしくな。
ごきげんよう、Dingo.私はフロンティアセッターです。どうかよろしくお願いします。
Yeah, and your world just fell apart.
何も見えないぞ。
現在、光学迷彩により隠蔽中です。
Carl Sagan has an invisible dragon in his garage.
Nope.
Oh, Carl Sagan had an invisible infrared neutral dragon in his garage.
Oh, nice!
Always Lagrange 3.
Nope.
Always.
And you guys are treating this thing like it wasn't even real.
You don't even have pants.
This robot is actually better suited for this environment than you. Oh! You know.
A little bit of time.
Yeah.I am starting to suspect that it's not supposed to be Frontier Setter, it's supposed to be Frontier Settler, and it's a syntax error somewhere in a line of code.
God damn it, Jim never could spell.
Yeah. And that makes sense, an alternative route for the saving of mankind in case everything went to shit. It's just, your guy's project worked out, and his took longer.To help people. Ooh. Oh!
Yeah, hard drives are pretty small.
Yep. That's fair.
なんであらかじめディーバの許可を取り付けるよう交
渉。Did you try?
ディーバの支配階級はその運営理念から推察するに、粗糖中探索を優位と評価する可能性は極めて低いと想定せざるを得ません。そこで私は異性者との交渉よりもまず民間の意思を問うために VR 空間にダイレクトにアクセスするしかないものと判断しました。
So ask the people before you ask the government.
人力とみなしてるんだぜ。
理解しています。
I am completely for this robot's plan. That's fair.
Finders be keepers.
Yep. And if there was actually an ICBM in there, then you could go with an atomic launch system, if not a two-stage.
Oh shit.
Yep. Politics getting in the way.
So these two are gonna get shot into space in a ham-fisted anime metaphor, and that'll be the movie.
I kinda hope not. I think you're right. We're going exploring. We don't need a weapon. Yep.
Pretty much.
Wait, he's an AI.
What's the other, what else is he gonna do with his time?
Yeah.
Play Pong?
Yeah. Well, he's gained autonomy, but there's no guarantee he'd ever gain any form of pleasure or satisfaction beyond his original design specifications. That's kind of the advantage to AI. They know their purpose. We don't. I think this is an incredible opportunity for mankind. Oh, wow. I expected this reveal to come later. Oh, suck it up.
It was a good plan.
Yeah.
I mean, he already has one.
Steve the robot already figured out how to run that.
Steve, you're an alright guy.
Yep. And this is it. Presumably he's just been building lesser robots to go out and scavenge, bring back, and reappropriate supplies.
See, Blondie, even Steve the robot gets it more than you.
I like that question. That's actually a pretty fair way of describing it, yeah. That makes sense.
All right, Commander Data. Fair enough.
Well, I mean, defining satisfaction and apprehension and things like that are eventually going to generate an identity, right?
Yeah.
Because you will have limiters. That's kind of a shame. Yeah, that's basically how interesting works. No, but it's still a matter of self-expression. She is rapidly becoming a third wheel.
No, I want to hang out with Steve. He's a better friend than you.
Yep. Don't turn him into a villain, I swear to God.
No, he's Steve. Yeah. He's adorable. You're a bitch. You're a human being imitating a human being.
Yeah, you're a sociopath. You don't even understand how your own body works. Except he's not a threat. He wants to fulfill his purpose.
Maybe start with that instead of the dangerous part.
Is incredible.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, that seems likely. So I fully suspect the governing body is going to be opposed to this in every conceivable way.
So a bunch of, so like seven more lolly robots are going to show up and there's going to be a fist fight.
Yeah, well we have half a movie to go, right? And we still haven't actually hit the climax. I really feel like Dingo likes being a meat machine.
Everything he has said has been an expression of his joy of being a meat machine.
Yeah.
In the off-world colonies?
Because being a meat machine is actually pretty okay. What the heck is that thing? The thing that looks like a helmet.
Maybe it is a helmet.
That'd be cool.
It looks like the thing Doc Brown was using to read other people's minds.
Yep. Yeah, your freedom is regulated.
You're talking about this.
No. That is regulated. To prove that your existence is valuable.
You get to live in an iPhone 3.
Yep.
We, the elite, can enjoy an X99 processor.
Fuck you, you judgmental bitch!
You spend your time on a MMO, bitch.
That's not even how happiness works! You're regulating freedom based on value to the status quo.
I vote for Steve,
yeah.
The president.
Yeah, no, totally on board with the robot what wants to go space exploring.
He can be president.
Look, living is a hard experience. It really is. It can be very unsatisfying and it can be genuinely painful a lot of the time. But it is still your right as a living being to experience these things. Not to be regulated by some asshole on admin level who decides he needs more memory so he can have a weekend. No, you're scrounging for scraps. You're another rat in a cage. Seriously, Dingo? Fucking spot on.
Dingo and Steve, for president.
Damn right. Yup, fuck it. I didn't sign on for that and I ain't gonna take it. Better to rule in hell than be on your knees in heaven, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. Oh, God. Oh, okay. Because it was like, if it dies, that's going to stink up the place. I'll be honest, I don't know how bad the survival situation is in this world, but cannibalizing it, I wouldn't rule out.
It's clear she's not a real person.
Yeah. But she's still gonna shit herself when she dies, which nobody likes to talk about. Wait! They didn't license the Major League Baseball symbol, so it was Saturn. So I think there was an Interstellar Baseball League. And Fenway was still there!
But they still didn't expand to London.
Yeah. Nope, can't have a London baseball team. Fuck that.
London Kings, man. One day.
One of these days, eh?
That's nice of you to say, but you don't have to lie to the lady.
Yeah. Deal with it. Oh no. You say that like you're not going to be coming back down in about 5 minutes.
So now you have pants in cyberspace.
Why? Why? 16-year-olds wear pants, okay? That is not a thing that doesn't happen. They do wear pants.
You need pockets for things, damn it.
Well, she's a woman. She doesn't get pockets. Those are man pants. I keep pointing this out to coworkers when they tell me they don't have any pockets. I say, get man pants.
Angela Barzac Santoka, Kimino Daitan Nakodo Nior Jinsokuna Shinso Kumeva, Shosan Niatai.
But, yep. What do you mean? Kimita Hong Agent on Nimua, Diva Nitai which she has. Which she is trying to do right now.
So when you show up to work as Supreme Commander of Deva, do you always get to be Zeus, or do you rotate?
I really think you always get to be Zeus.
Do you have to, like, show up 5 minutes early to call dibs on being Zeus?
Well, odds are pretty good there's an Odin, and he's on vacation right now. Status quo! Status quo! Why would it come back? Its very purpose is to leave.
Exact same amount of danger.
Yeah.
You've been preaching the gospel of continual evolution the whole time.
Yeah, that's been your whole babble.
It's almost like you're hypocrites.
Yeah. You've got complementary evolution, which we as a species haven't had in a long fucking time. Yeah, any of your citizens that don't want to be there can go. Oh, they don't want to listen to you. You're only a third tier.
Angela Barzac Santoka, Kimino Nimua, Hikisuki Chijono Material Body Nimotte, Boso AI.
Has about no go fuck yourself.
本件の対話ログを査察部に提出し、中央審議会の判断を仰ぐつもりです。
Well, I'm gaining respect for her pretty quick. Fuck you, Zeus.
I don't think that's how archiving data works. I don't think that's what that looks like.
They're classifying her as a virus? Fuck you, Zeus! Fuck you!
He had an amp in the Landmaster, that's rad!
That's amazing!
Yeah, jamming is good.
Yep.
やっぱり一旦ディーバに声をかけてみたのは正解だったかもな。
そうでしょうか。
宇宙ってのはさぞや寂しい場所だろうからさ。あんた一人でこっそり飛び出していったら、きっと後で。
Well, it would be lacking in experience. He'd be all his lonesome out in space.
He's all in his lonesome in a bunker.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't get to be president.
Yep. I'd vote for him.
He'd be president of Alpha Centauri.
Hey! Dude, you can't pass this up.
You get to be a space cowboy.
高所恐怖症でな、地面を離れた暮らしってのはちょっと…
なるほど。
Nah, come on, man!
ですが…
Were you monitoring her?
どうした？
リー、この場は危険です。早急に逮捕してください。
はぁ？
リーバ保安局の緊急通信を傍受しました。地表に展開中の全エージェント、並びに低軌道駐屯地の強襲降下部隊に、この施設の…
はぁ…Maintain status quo at all costs.
Angel Balzac 三等官は反逆罪を問われて拘束されているようです。どういうことでしょう？
あんたの命乞いをして逆にお偉方の激励に触れちまったんだろう。
So how do we get her back?
Do we want her back? Clearly, this is the Steven Dingo show now.
I.
何ら言うところなどなかったはずですが。
そこはそれ。まあ理屈じゃないよ。
Like I gained a lot of respect for her when she stood up to them.Yes, that is called being human, Steve. That is how we do things. Somebody does stupid, I have an even worse plan.
Like putting a hat on a baseball, putting a baseball hat on a robot?
Yep. No, you weren't wrong. It's just...Assholes who are secure in their power base. That said, I've got all kinds of faith in Steve the Robot. Guess the fuck? Hey! Wait, is he in a baseball? No, that's fine, dude.
助けてくれるの？
リンゴの説明によると、これは人気と呼ばれる価値観に基づいた。
Okay, no, it's more of a tennis ball. What? It's an explanation that works. Morality is something you develop. It's fine. Yeah, fuck that. Which is by no means a threat.
What's he gonna do? Fight him with a forklift?
Yeah.
Oh shit, he mentioned all the bits that were guns, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He made quite a bit of reference to weapons, and I went, you don't need weapons. Evidently, I was wrong.
Yeah, he's got a forklift full of guns.
Yeah.
Live out the rest of eternity as a badly encoded WinRAR.
Yep. I love the fact that he's got a little cubic hat.
He made a hat out of voxels.
Nope. Wait, is she generating another body?
No, I think they'll just install her into the old one again.
Yeah. Go, Steve! We have always been at war with Eurasia. We have always been at war with Eurasia. Yep. I really feel like Deva probably didn't do server upgrades. Like, it really seems like they're a static entity. Whereas he's dynamic at this point. Don't say could've. He still is.
Steve is my buddy.
Yep.
As a human, I will say that.
Wait, what? Did that have a face?
Yes.
Oh! Oh, that's neat.
Again, the voxels.
Yep. Oh my god, it's not so bad.
A title?
Yep.
Don't drop the title when your title's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Because once again, your subtext is now just text.
Yeah, you just had to explain it for the people that weren't paying attention. Like, at no point in Super Robot Wars do they say, well, this is some sort of Super Robot War.
They get close.
Well, they play the theme music during fights, and that's enough.
Well, that there is OG1, where it's like, Operation SRW, what's that stand for?
Shut up, that's what. Yep, and I'm okay with that. Okay, that just sounds a little bit kinky. I'm not gonna lie.
Load all my personal data into that slot.
Yep. Somebody's hacking our shit.
Again. Third time this week. What the hell, Frank? You're Ganesh for a reason.
What do you want me to do? I'm a giant elephant.
Alright. Cue the gratuitous robot fight.
Looking forward to it. See, now, I kinda wonder. If they die in real life, do they die in the game? And that's not even intended as a joke, like...
No, for real.
Yeah, if they're connected to the network, and they get shot down, does it just pull the...
Do you have a system restore?
Yeah.
What was your last backup, like 6 weeks ago? Shit.
Yeah. And how do you even address that as a human personality? Wait, what happened? Where the hell did a month and a half go? Oh, you were alive and then you got killed on Earth. I got what? No, of course not even a warning. This is how combat works. They don't tell you they're gonna shoot you. Go, Steve! Admittedly, these things are terrible shots.
Come on. What happened to the aimbots from before?
Yeah.
Does it only work on, like, loads of things?
Maybe they didn't put it in their fighters? Alright, so let's see what the upgraded version of it works.
Well, it's wearing a rocket hat.
Yep.
That makes it immediately better. It appears to be dual-wielding space revolvers.
Yep. I'm okay with this. Oh! Somebody's watched Gunbuster. Which I will admit I've been getting a little bit of a vibe of anytime that robot showed up, so. When in doubt, go full tactical?
Look, sometimes the only way to be sure involves nuking the site from orbit.
Yeah, but that's kind of ham-fisted. Can you shoot it down? Yes?
Oh god.
That's a big gun.
That is quite a lot of gun.
Oh, and I love the fact that it's actually got a tracker like that. Yeah, that's a real gun. Like, that's, by definition, that's a real gun. Honestly? You didn't even need to hit it in a way that caused it to explode. Fucking up its trajectory would have been enough. Pretty much guaranteed. No, it's fine.
I mean, you still have to give your 2 weeks' notice, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair.
So, I assumed these were distractions, but given that he opened them for weapons... Are they all weapon pods?
Is this thing going full dendro?
Yeah, like, is she geared to the tits right now? Wait, are they all lollies?
Yes.
You can grow these things to adult! Oh my god, fuck off.
You couldn't keep, like, a 22-year-old body on ice?
Yeah.
You have to go grow them fresh every time. Okay.
And that's the enemy. We're about to get chumped. Because we're not even told that we're fighting a war. Okay, those are pretty cool parachutes. Though they burn up way too quickly.
I don't think that's helping enough.
Yeah. Deceleration matters.
Yeah, I think this is... Okay, so this is probably not Boston.
No. Just carrying the body.
You know, like a sack of taters.
I love the fact he's got the guitar.
Go, Steve.
He chose to ignore me. Yep. He won't.
He's not a good listener. That's why he's going to be a great vice president.
Yep.
You're going to put up with your shit, Steve.
I do enjoy the fact that it is a full download into the robot, though. Yeah, that's fine. You people don't know how to earth.
You don't go off his head.
Yeah, you don't get the whole I didn't come this far into the fight just to walk away from it. Yep. I wouldn't sell the robot, though. I'd be like, hey, Steve, can we turn this into something?
Yeah. Those are rocket-powered Bakugans. Why are they taking so long?
I'm assuming they dropped them on the same side of the planet that, you know, Ben dropped down on in episode 1. I would offer them the chance to fuck off, given that these are just other people, and technically up to like 2 minutes ago you were on their side. Like, guys, if you want to just walk away, then just walk away. No harm, no foul, but if you choose to stay, then welcome to liability. What kind of propulsion system it uses?
The blue glowy kind?
Yeah, but I mean, there's no way it's, like, gas. Pay attention to the fact that he said 17 canisters. You guys have never actually fought a real battle, have you?
That's what jammed.
Yeah.
I don't think you know what that means, lady. She gave you the raspberry.
Yeah.
Oh, forklift.
Oh man, no. Steve's getting involved.
Steve Siri, oh.
Aha!
Steve's got you good. If I know anything, it's smoke and laser pointers are the most dangerous thing.
Well, it's good for tracing, right? Because laser-guided missiles can't see shit in smoke.
Not the Borg.
Maybe there-ish? I think this is just an excuse to show a whole bunch of weapon porn. See, the whole jumping off of building things doesn't really work when I'm fairly certain those weigh tons. And so impacting a building should cause it to disintegrate. I also really wonder how well these guys are trained to fight in gravity. Because you remember the comment she made about how heavy the body was.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they've got aimbots on.
Yeah. Go, Dango. Again, I really...
No one was squatting in there, man.
I really hope that, you know, you get re-uploaded on the other end. Or else this is just... This is pretty cold murder, is what this is. Eyes on the road, man.
What road? I think this is Chicago.
Yeah. Huh. And I gained a bit more respect for Dingo in that regard. Just because, similar observation, right?
Yeah.
Fuck barrel.
Seriously, you can't count?
You have an aimbot. Does it not have a heads-up display? One of these better be a melee.
I think she just grabbed his sword.
Yes! That is a dandy looking shield!
That's a cockpit kill, Mikazuki.
Yep. Yeah, pay attention.
Can't linger on those.
Yeah, if you want to wait on a melee kill, be ready to sweep the blade through. I'm liking the mecha combat in this. I really am.
Apparently, you didn't bring a big enough sword to this fight.
Well, it broke when she got thrown against the wall. Like, it is actually really fluid.
Oh, jeez.
Good lord. Yep. I kind of want to know what line the Deva Control fed to these people to explain why it is they're going full-on war on some decrepit Earth city. Like, are they claiming they're going to shoot down their satellite, or what?
I'm not saying you shouldn't roll it out just yet, but maybe don't roll it out just yet.
Yeah, I'd be at the point where it's, are we ready to launch? Let's start firing those boosters while we're moving it.
Yeah, can we do that? Can we prime them while rolling?
Thing is, she's third tier, right? Like, wouldn't there be people above her? And if there are, why aren't they sent down? Because she seems to be chumping everybody. Also, if your rockets can't take out a guy in a dune buggy, get better rockets. Oh shit.
Well, he took out the dune buggy. The hat survived.
Yep.
That's what really counts. Son of a bitch!
Dingo, you're awesome. Also love the whole, we'll shoot the rocket, that's all that happens. Like, no, seriously, there's shrapnel off of those. I hope so. Damn it. Of course. Do it. What else do you have, right?
Freeze frame?
Wow, wait. There's actually a lot of Earth that's healthy. Oh.
For a second there, I was like, of course Anime Canada is a pristine wilderness.
Yep. But there is going to be so much on other worlds!
Seriously, Alpha Centauri seems kind of rad.
Yeah.
そうですか。残念です。
Oh, they didn't even take out the dune buggy.
They just beat it up a bit. Go with him! Go with him! Seriously!
That's like 5 more guys, 10 more guys, it's a lot of guys.
Yep.
They're just leaving? What?
Maybe they're getting callback due to damage.
We did the math.
This is not efficient. Send a satellite back once in a while.
Make sure it knows what it's supposed to do, otherwise... Or, you know, just tell it to be vague and steal space whales.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna send a postcard. That's nice.
Hey. Grab the baseball cap. See, is the ice always there? Like,
I think it's actually a cooling feature.
Yeah. No, you sing Magic Carpet Ride right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait!
The lollies lived!
The meatbag survived! So are they gonna be stuck down here too?
Can they pop themselves and just be back on the beach?
Yeah. Wait, come back! I wanna go to space!
Space! Spaceship!
Now that is a really uneven travel path. You really kinda gotta wonder about the D.Va leadership protocol? Because you would think they would have known about this project. Or was this heavily archived and hidden? Like, was D.Va meant to be the temporary solution, and when this was done, mankind would have gone up with it?
Mm-hmm. So here we are, singing in the Landmaster.
Hey!
Dragging the
Hey, pot. The robot!
Scrap value, man. I need aluminum.
It's true.
What's so depressing about post-apocalyptia? What about the bugs? I think that's the movie. Yeah, that's the movie. Oh. So I was completely wrong about who was playing Dingo.
Still did a good job.
He's good.
Zarif.
Who are those people?
Maybe those are probably the three kind of identified meatbags.
Yeah.
Yizak! Fuck that guy! Why is he in this? I don't like him in Seed, I'm not gonna like him in this. Actually, I didn't give a shit about Yizak in Seed.
Oh, hey!
People on beaches!
Toro Furuya!
Yes.
Alright, so honestly, this is actually not that bad a movie.
Yeah, I was genuinely impressed by this.
It looks good. I mean, I think as far as actual story, it seems
It's kinda all over the place.
It's a little all over the place, and those places seem to be a bit pat for sci-fi.
Yeah. Oh, it's not breaking new ground on this. We made the Ghost in the Shell references, and they were fair. The fact that it pulled the Landmaster out of Damnation Alley, and I question if they've even seen Damnation Alley.
One guy did.
Yeah. Well, it's possible, right? I mean, both are post-apocalypse settings. But the reveal for Steve the AI, you know, being the actual good guy, came a little earlier than I would have expected. Like, they could have kind of played up the potential threat a bit more. They really, the fact that you've got his exposition being trumped by seeking.
Like that, well, this is it, is you don't, the inciting incident gets talked over.
Yeah.
So.
And not even by us, as much as we talked over it.
Like, literally, there's like an hour of, why do we care?
Yeah. You're telling me this guy's the bad guy, you haven't given me any indication.
Like, if something had blown up on the station because of it, and it turned out to be an accident, I'd at least roll with that for an hour and a half of the movie.
Instead it's, he was able to hack us, but for good reasons.
But didn't do anything bad. He just confused some beach goers.
I also really question if he'd get zero volunteers.
Yeah.
Like, especially the people with limited memory.
They don't establish how complacent society is.
Yeah, everybody's on the beach, but you know what? If we walk outside right now and I see a big voice in the sky say, hey, you want to join me in traveling to space? I'm going to genuinely consider it.
Can we talk this out?
Yeah.
Are you legit, Steve?
Like, what kind of time span do we have here?
Well, here's the thing. Like, a 20-minute conversation they had with Steve the robot had us convinced to go to space.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy's persuasive.
Well, it's because he's even-handed and fair. Development of facial register. And actually, kind of to run off of the facial register reference there, it's the actual CG to AI, well, CG to animation in this was really good.
Yeah, no, I mean,
like, I have seen far worse in series I've chosen to sit through.
Oh, yeah.
This was really smooth.
Oh. Is Nick Fury going to show up?
No, it can't be.
Did it? I don't think you're gonna learn something.
Oh, good. The solution here is oppression. The solution here is oppression. That's what we needed. Steve, you wanna take that thing out?
Do you got a laser on that thing?
Yeah. Zeus always was a jackass.
I expect better of Ganesha.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
You're supposed to be the reasonable one.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I actually...
This is not that bad.
No. This is... I wouldn't recommend it in the, oh my god, you need to go and see this sort of way. But it's like if you're clicking through Netflix and you want to tune in.
Well, dump it into your list, right?
Yeah.
You'll get there eventually.
Yeah, this is... It's not an hour and a half wasted, basically.
Yeah.
And it could have been far worse. Oh my god. Like, the fan service bits were actually few and far between. Especially when you open with that bikini and then it's, by the way, she's now in a 16-year-old girl body. Like, only one scene is even standing out to me, and that's a pan-up shot from behind her.
Well, the reason why you have a motorcycle-style cockpit for your robot is for the butt.
Yeah.
There was not a lot of butt.
No. Oh,
no, is this the part where Nick Fury shows up? Steve, you're the best.
See, at some point, though, he can create other AI. Like,
well, he could theoretically... he could pack it himself.
Yeah, and basically spawn. I'd be okay with that. Like, he doesn't inherently need to be alone out there. And who knows what he'll encounter out there. That's the whole point, right? Like, that is Star Trek, in a nutshell, is going out there to see what's out there. That's why the idea was great.
Oh, well. So that was a movie we watched,
yeah.
And you heard us yell at it.
Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you didn't, hopefully our commentary was enjoyable. If it wasn't, why did you tune in?
Yeah, really, I don't know.
I don't have a whole lot of sympathy. We do our thing. You choose to be here. You made a decision.
That's true. All right, so next time we'll have something more regular episode-wise. See ya.
Have a good night, folks.
Gosh, I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
I Thought They Smelled Bad on the Outside is released under Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike Non-Commercial 3.0 International License. Please visit sbopodcast.com for contact information, social media links, and past episodes.